The procedures to do a correct follow-up are as follows. Number 1. Refresh your memory. Before your follow-up call, briefly refresh your memory of the prospect's needs, wants, and don't wants. As stated earlier, this gets and keeps your prospect's attention. Number 2. Put caller ID block off. When you call your prospect at the scheduled time, you want him or her to know it's you. Number 3. Call at the scheduled time. Don't be late or early. Number 4. Be prepared to leave a message. Don't be surprised by an answering machine. Number 5. Greet prospect briefly. Hi Mark, did you have a good day today? Number 6. Qualify and prompt. You qualify your prospect by asking if he watched the movie. If no, handle that. I'll discuss that later. If yes, meaning the prospect did watch the movie, ask a prospect if he found the movie educational. Normally you can briefly add your own experience here to prompt the prospect, such as, do you remember the part about the basketball moving through the garden hose? That really made a lot of sense to me. What did you think of that part? 7. Merge their needs, wants, don't wants with the movie. Remember, you refreshed your memory of their needs, wants, don't wants in the first step. Merge those with something in the movie. An example would be, you know when you told me that you really wanted to spend more time on the golf course? Well, the section on leverage was what prompted me to send that movie to you. Did the leverage part make sense to you? Can you see why I wanted you to see the movie? Step 8. Merge your product service to the trends discussed in the movie. Here's an example. In the discussion on the basketball through the garden hose, the gentleman mentioned the future trends. One of those trends was health. Do you see health as being a big trend? Well, that's the trend we're taking advantage of by offering people, then insert whatever it is that your product does to make people's life better, such as a way to increase their health. You can see that there are a billion people who are getting old right now, and they want their health back. Do you take supplements? What's the number one reason you take them? Let's do a couple of live calls. We'll start with Tish. She's the sharp lady I met in the gym. She brings up some very good topics that I think you can really learn from.
Hello?
Is this Tish?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Tish. This is Tim Sales calling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing good.
Good.
So your day going well?
So far, but it's still early.
Yes, it is indeed. So did you get a chance to watch the movie?
I did.
Oh, good girl. You did your homework.
I found time. It was like 10 minutes before this phone call, but I got it.
Oh, good. So tell me, is there a particular part that you liked?
To be honest, it wasn't. There wasn't a particular part that rang true with me, but I got the overall concept of how different customers and their spending habits and what's important to them and what they value are so uniquely different that I think it's caused me to go back and take another look at my business plan because, you know, I perceive to have a great product, everybody's going to want it. Well, it doesn't hold the same value to, you know, various types of customers throughout various types of generations. So I got that, and that I think probably held more significance to me than anything so that, you know, I can go back and do that kind of reassessment and readdress who I think my target audience should be.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Can you see why I thought of you as it relates to you being able to get back this thing that you want called time? There was an example that I gave at the end about if you have 50,000 people and each of those work for 1 hour, then you're being paid on 50,000 hours. And if you were to wake up tomorrow morning and try to put in 50,000 hours tomorrow, it'd be kind of hard to do, right?
Might be a long day.
And so could you see now how, as it relates to time, that's how you actually get more of it?
Yeah, I did, but if I can be honest, I've had this perception, and it's kind of a stigma, and it's just perhaps only my perception of individuals have approached me for various things, you know, Pampered Chef Party, consulting, Mary Kay, you know, this, that, and the other. And I have this perception of these individuals that I didn't want to have that same association or have any of, you know, my friends or customers or anything else perceive me that way. And it seems to me that a vast majority of them either don't believe in the product they sell, they're not knowledgeable in the product that they sell, they don't really hear you, they're pushing a product, and when you say no, they still don't hear that. They just keep pushing. And so you know, they call it all hours of the night, you know, irrespective of your time. There's no appreciation for that. And I get really turned off by that pushiness. It's a salesmanship, not a profession. But I'll give you credit. With the video that I saw, it seems like the approach that your group or what have you is taking is a lot more professional-based than what my past experiences have been.
I'm sorry for the...
Sounds like you have some excitement.
For the fire truck that's driving into my living room here. If you could just restate what you just said.
Well, yeah, the website, you know, it just seemed that approach was a lot more professional. It seemed more thought out, like there had been some integrity behind what you guys were seeking to do instead of the, you know, 7 o'clock phone call right in the middle of dinner. You know, it just seems to have more of a professional flavor to it.
You're talking about the movie itself.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. That's quite a compliment. If you don't mind, can I just not, like, you know, retaliating or anything like that, but just really more acknowledging your observation of something.
Okay.
On those things that you brought up, and you said them pretty quick, but I was trying to capture them all. A few of them were they don't believe you when you say no. They don't listen to you when you say no. They're too pushy, and they call it all hours of the day and night, not respecting your time.
Right.
Right. That isn't necessarily an industry.
Oh, I understand that. I do.
Right. Good. That's an individual, an individual's choice.
Absolutely. I believe that an individual has a responsibility to have the integrity to know, you know, their discipline, to, you know, prepare themselves and train themselves for it. And, you know, it's a personal choice if they take that initiative or that they don't. And so, unfortunately, I think I've just been coincidentally the recipient of all of the individuals that don't. There's just a whole bevy of individuals that, you know, I realize it's not an industry, and I've just probably been coincidentally subjected to the poor ones. But I have, and so because of that, I have this perception of them. And unfortunately, I didn't want to participate in something that might potentially give someone else the same perception of me in that manner.
Right. And if you called somebody at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, and if you called somebody at 7 p.m. in the evening when they're having dinner, and if when you talk to somebody, you're not listening, you're, you know, somewhere else or just saying, yeah, 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 say what you're going to say so that I can say what I'm going to say.
Right.
You know, if you do all those things, then you're going to basically be the same thing. And it's important, Tish, to separate out and say, okay, which part of this is an industry issue and which part of these are individual issues? Those are people who, A, didn't receive training, B, didn't listen to the training. But the fundamental of the industry itself is it moves a product to the end consumer, right? So whether it's a vitamin or it's a kitchenware, whatever it is, it's a product moving to an end consumer.
Right.
How many commercials or advertisements in some kind of a way do you think you get in a day?
Hard to say. Some of them are subliminal, some are blatant.
Well, if you think audio, right? Radio, yeah. TV, internet, signboards.
Obviously, an educated guess would be, you know, 50 to 100 a day.
Okay. And so if one of those is network marketing, view it in the total. In other words, a lot of times you think, oh, well, there's all these people. Well, all they're doing is trying to move a product to a consumer. Just like if you're listening to the radio and you're hearing something on the way to work, they are too.
Right.
And so it's just another method.
Sure.
Now, when you get a customer, you're going to earn income from that particular customer for as long as they are your customer. Mm-hmm. And if the product is consumable, then you get to keep earning that. And so that's the reason people are out there trying to do it. It's just that they don't have a lot of technique when they're actually doing it. And so you would be different, correct?
God willing. And that's, you know, I'll tell you that some concern as well is because I know that I do have the integrity that when I'm going to approach something that I'm going to give it, you know, all of the time and dedication that is necessary. So there's some trepidation about, you know, one more pursuit because this one more pursuit requires my time. It does require my dedication, and that seems so limited as it is, you know, that obviously, looking in the long term, what am I gaining? You know, ultimately, will this provide me more and so forth? Yeah, probably would. I just feel so pressured with the limited time that I do have now, and everybody seems to need or want, you know, more of it, and there's less there for you. you know, there is that reservation. So.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that with me. And do you remember this little piece of paper that we divided into three parts?
Yeah.
Okay. Hard thing to get out of your head once you see that, by the way. And on the right-hand side, we had 8 hours of stuff, right? Now, some of that stuff is important. But if what you do is you dedicate that block of 8 hours that you can do, let's say that you can carve out 2 hours in a day, to actually contribute to gaining you back more of the other 8 hours that you spend at work. And it's not, I'm not trying to demoralize or anything. I'm just saying that what that's going to do by you being there every single day is that it gives you the short-term benefit of having income, but not the long-term benefit of having your dreams and goals and financial security.
Right.
And so if you can take a block of that 8 hours on the right-hand side, work until you gain more of that 8 hours that you were working for somebody else. Now you've got 16 full hours that you can work towards creating your dreams and goals. You know, at the immediate front, you see this is another thing to add to my already busy schedule. All
right.
But the difference is this one is contributing towards long term.
Right.
And it didn't take me long. It took me 4 months to do that. 4 months in the total of things where I had been in the military for 10 years. So 10 years worth of effort. And then in 4 months, I was able to create that same thing. Now I'm not saying that you would or anything else. I'm not trying to give you any kind of like promise. It's just that that is where I gained back that middle block of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the difference. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I think to go inside with, not that I'm trying to provide you excuses for anything, but, you know, aside from the time trepidation, there's always the trepidation as well as, you know, is this the right decision for me? All the time I've invested in work and school and those types of things to get me where I am now, putting those aside and pursuing this, you know, other venture, how much risk is it if I, you know, fail miserably? You know, am I going to blow everything that I've done to date to get me where I am? Because you can't predict what's going to happen in the future, whether this decision is a good decision for you or not. You know, there's some reservations there too.
Well, do you have the ability to look and decide what your future is going to hold? In other words, you might not be able to predict the next time the earthquake is going to hit California, but what you can predict is whether or not this would be a good logical avenue for you. Because what you have already determined, how long have you worked in project management?
Since I was 19, so 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah. I mean, in increments, you know, I went through, you know, obviously I was not always at this caliber, but.
Yeah. And if Tish, you're totally happy where you're at now, and looking forward, you say, you know what, within 5 years I'm going to be at this particular position, and that is my dream in life. Then I would say don't stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you look at it right now and you go, wow, the best years of my life, I'm not spending the way I want to spend them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is a fact that the older that you get, the less marketable that you are in terms of for society. And all you have to do is look at the people who are 65 and plus and look at the jobs that they occupy.
Yeah.
Right?
Walmart greeters.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Tim. The job I'm in is not my dream job. I mean, I fell into the type of work that I do, and I just happened to catch on, and I did okay. And, you know, I'm sure you understand the whole scenario. Somebody saw that I did okay and gave me a little more work to do, a little harder and a little more difficulty, and I did okay at that. And so it's just been this natural progression. At some point in life, I, you know, the lights went on and said, you know, okay, well, I could make more money if I worked a little harder and acquired the credentials that it takes to get me to the next level. And so I did that, and I sought the, you know, time to get there and did it. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that the reservation is there's some concern that is everything that I've done to date going to be superseded now and of non-value because I've jumped into this new career, that I can't necessarily foresee the outcome of it. I mean, one, because I don't obviously understand what the product is or the training is or, you know, what the requirements are for it. But, it, you know, it's kind of a rude awakening when you find out that you've spent 15 years doing something that, you know, that potentially hasn't had much value and could change within the course of, you know, 4 months. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring up an analogy that you're going to love because you're a female, okay?
Uh-oh. Okay.
I'm going to pretend that you are like with your husband and you're driving down the street and you have this feeling that you're going the wrong way for a long time. So the question is how far do you go down the wrong path before you turn around?
Funny you bring that up. I do that quite frequently. I went to take my husband out for his birthday dinner, and I drove. He fell asleep in the car, and 10 minutes before reservations were supposed to be ready, I realized I'm on the wrong freeway. So that rings true farther than you realize. But you're right. I do see what you're saying. I mean, the more time I spend down this career that does or doesn't help me realize what it is I'm trying to realize, that's less time I have to dedicate in the future. So,
does it? In other words, that's kind of like at some point we're going to have to get to that decision point. Is
right.
Does it give you your dreams and goals?
Right.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I mean, it satisfies the the requirements of today. It pays the bills. It it allows me money in my pocket and savings. But beyond that, we do okay. We're not hurting for anything, but it still doesn't, allow us to go beyond that. So
right.
I'm interested in what you have to say. I genuinely am. But there is just this inherent trepidation, that's all.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
And I welcome it, and I don't discourage it at all. And please, every single time you have any of that skepticism or trepidation, anything at all, bring it up. Because
everyone has fear of the unknown. So that's all, I think that's, in its truest form, that's all it really is.
That is all there is to fear.
Yeah.
Because once you look at the thing, it's never as scary.
True. True. Well, plus you transcend to, you start to understand what it is, and so the unknown factors aren't there any longer either. So.
Yeah. In other words, I was forever afraid of the people who lived under my bed as a kid.
Yeah. It was sharks for me, but yeah.
And once my mom made me clean under the bed about four times, I realized there's nobody there.
Right, right.
But I lived with fear, leaping off my bed. And almost reaching the bathroom from jumping from my bed so that they couldn't reach and grab my feet.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's okay with you, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the company. And in other words, I'm assuming here, and I don't want to assume without you following along with me, but I'm assuming that you have at least enough interest in terms of the industry itself, provided that we do it in a professional way and provided that I supply you with very effective training. That I'm assuming that you are satisfied to that point, and then the next would be for us to take a look at the company itself.
Yeah.
And the products that are going to have to be, products that you approve of and desire and, and feel as though that other people should also have it.
Yeah, because I don't think I'd be a real good salesman at encyclopedias. I can access it on the internet now. There's not really a value that behind there. But, if it's other stuff that, relates to more along the lines of what I do, I could probably get behind the product. So, yeah, I'd be interested.
Good. So there's a website that I want you to take a look at.
Okay.
If you want to write this down.
I can do that.
It is, sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So thank you so much for all that you've shared with me in terms of, some of these things are personal and I appreciate it. But we'll march on from here.
Sounds good.
All right, Tish. Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right.